the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Sir Nathaniel Lundy. Happy Friday to you and yours. This, of course, is a Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy, damn, that felt good. I had chicken wings coursing through the veins. I had the seven-layer dip, which I ate half of it, and I'm not ashamed about it in any way, shape, or form. I drank a half a bottle of tequila, topped it off with a little Remy as a digestive on the late-night tip, and I sat there, and I watched four quarters of glorious football, and we were nailing a lot of our over-selections on the player props, which were inevitably soft, particularly Clyde Edwards-Helaire, which at DraftKings Sportsbook closed at 49.5 on rushing yards, and he cruised past that, reaching the triple digits in his NFL debut and delivered on all fronts. And he didn't even catch a damn ball, and he got stuffed multiple times at the goal line, but still had a fantasy fiesta and also won as well for the sports bettors out there. But man, it was glorious to see real, meaningful football back on my television screen. I never thought we would get there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Brad, we go back 90, 120 days. I was not sure that we were going to see last night happen, but we did. The fans there at Arrowhead were ready. They were well lubricated, I'm sure.
They were crazy loud for 17,000. Because, you know, Al Michaels said earlier in the broadcast, I'm like, oh, they got to be pumping in crowd noise. Because it almost sounded somewhat deafening, like Arrowhead normally is with the high decibel readings. But Al Michaels said on the broadcast, folks, this is 17,000 people. Those are their voices only. There is no artificial noise being pumped into the stadium. I was blown away by that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, tip of the cap to the Chiefs fans who were there and were able to make their voices heard. And obviously their team picked up right where it left off. And yes, it was his hilarious looking spectacular last night. And look, he's going to run into some teams that have got a little more stout defensive fronts at times. Yep. But what a start, especially for you fantasy players that drafted him or spent a pretty penny on him in your auction draft. That's got to make you feel good getting out of week one.
No doubt about that. Will Fuller also cha-ching cashing in on all the overs, cruising past his 63.5 total that was available on DK Sportsbook with 31% of the target share, which is very promising for his rest of season results, provided his tendons don't melt down at some point this year. Look, Thursday was just a warm-up act. Now is the time to get ready for Sunday's full slate of action, and there's no better place to get in the game than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to this week's excitement, DK Sportsbook is rolling out a can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DK Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users a chance to turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any team. That's right. You can place a $1 bet on any team. I'd highly recommend Indianapolis against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And if that team wins, you cash a cool Benjamin. How could you pass that up? If you're new to DraftKings Sportsbook, head to the App Store now to scout their latest offers. Bet with DraftKings Sportsbook, a sportsbook that goes wherever you go. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure. It makes it easy for you to deposit and withdraw all your money at your convenience. So again, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use that promo code FTN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week one. Again, Indy all the way. Bet $1 on them and win $100 if they win. That's $100 on a $1 wager using that promo code FTN during sign-up only at DraftKings Sportsbook, and only for a limited time. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprises of first deposit bonus and first bet match. Each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25X playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to Friday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's go to the college gridiron. We got a full slate of games. A lot of the power conferences getting underway on Saturday, and that's exactly where I'm going. And I'm going to talk about the national champion runners-up from last season and Trevor Lawrence and his beautiful, long-flowing, blonde locks going up against the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. The line at DraftKings Sportsbook is Clemson minus 33, and I am taking Wake in the damn points at minus 110. Here is the reason why. Look, is Wake Forest outmatched in this game? Absolutely. But the Demon Deacons have considerable continuity on their defensive front line as they return every starter from last season's bowl squad. Now, they square off against a completely reshuffled Clemson offensive line. They have an advantage there in the trenches. However, the biggest downside is Wake's overhauled offense. They lost several key players at graduation. Quarterback Sam Hartman, who did start his freshman year before suffering a broken leg, is commendable, but the line in front of him is an enormous concern, especially against that aggressive Clemson front. You got Lawrence, you got Travis Etienne, they're radiant stars, and Clemson has won the last two games by a combined score of 115-6, Lundy. But Wake's D hopefully will be able to keep this game somewhat competitive, at least by the spread count. 73% of the public spread tickets right now on Clemson. I'm going to fade the majority here, and I'm going to take the points. I think Clemson wins this game by 30. Fade or follow Wake plus 33.
I am going to fade you on this one, my friend. It's been 3 years since the Demon Deacons even scored a touchdown against Clemson, okay? This is such a lopsided game to get started. I think the only way that Wake Forest manages to cover is if Dabo Swinney decides in the second half to just pull everybody and just cruises through the second half, and maybe, just maybe, Wake Forest finally finds the end zone against Clemson. So I'm going to fade you on this one, because I do think it's going to be a 35 plus point win for Clemson and the beautiful hair of Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, it's glorious, and I'm so jealous.
Number four.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to the NFL and work in a player prop offered at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's on the arthritic knee at jackals of Todd Gurley at 51.5 rush yards against the Seattle Seahawks. And believe it or not, I'm taking the over at minus 118. This is a really low threshold for him to cross. And you look at Seattle, the biggest question mark on this defense clearly is in the trenches. You know, last season they did a decent job containing the run, giving up just over 1,300 yards to rushers, and a handful of players did go only over this number against this defense last season. But, you know, they don't have Jadeveon Clowney anymore. He's with the Tennessee Titans. And this is looking like a flimsy front overall for Seattle, though the back end is going to be ultra lockdown this season now that they got the best cover safety in the league. And Jamal Adams going up or alongside with Shaq Griffin. So Gurley, now that he is currently upright, you know, we'll see how that lasts, but he could still get, you know, appreciable chunk gains running north-south, and I think he'll easily get past this. I think this is going to be like 65 to 70 rush yards in the end for old TG3. Fade or follow the over at minus 118 on 51.5 rush yards for Todd Gurley.
I'm going to follow you as well, because I think he's going to get up into the 60s, and maybe even if he can break one, get a little bit of a longer run, I think he can do it. If we get him, Brad, with attempts that are in that, say, 14 to 17 range in terms of touches out of the backfield with the handoff, I think he can hit that number, because you're right. He is a guy that can run north-south. We know that. And, hey, if you're going to do a player prop on TG3, let's do it early in the season before
right.
That knee catches up with him.
Yeah, before he just spontaneously combusts. It's going to happen, folks.
Number three.
All right, let's go to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com. A prop of the day presented by Monkey Knife Fight. And if you haven't tried out Monkey Knife Fight, what are you doing? Well, you're obviously leading yourself to ruin, because you need to go there right now, sign up for an account, use that promo code FTN, and get on all the fun action that they are offering. It's a really simple game. You're not going up against stack lineups by other human beings. You're going up against the house, and it's simple. It's more or less over or under on all these player props that they offer, and they've got everything posted already right now live for week one. Quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, could be a specific yardage total. It could be total fantasy points output. Just go to MonkeyKnifeFight.com, sign up for an MKFing account, put a little money in that account, and then you get a free $5 game on the house using that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN only at monkeyknifefight.com. And I'm going to go to Return of the Mac. It is Marlon Mack of the Indianapolis Colts. The line here is 10.5 fantasy points. Lonnie, they use traditional scoring when it comes to running backs. It's a half a point per reception. And not only that, too, but you get 1 point for every 10 yards and, of course, 6 points for every touchdown. Now, Mack doesn't catch a whole lot of balls, and I'm not really concerned about that because it doesn't matter. It's 10.5 fantasy points. All he's got to do, Lundy, is basically find the end zone and get 50 yards. And I know he's going to be working in tandem with Jonathan Taylor, but what a primo matchup going against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who were top three most fantasy points allowed to the running back position last season. And they're even worse on paper after some of the transactions they have made in the offseason. So Marlon Mack, I think on roughly 15 carries, I think he gets at least 70 yards and a touchdown and crushes the over on 10.5 fantasy points in the opener. Fade or follow Mack over 10.5 F points.
I'm going to follow you on this one, but I will tell you, as you just pointed out, it's going to be touchdown dependent. If you're making this wager, or if you're a fantasy owner of Marlon Mack, you're going to hit that number as long as he can find pay dirt. So hopefully he does it early on in the game so that you're not sweating. But you're right. He is somebody that is probably in that 60, 65 yard, maybe 70 yards range, which will keep you under that number unless he can find the end zone. But tell you what, let's roll the dice. I think he can find the stripe and get the six.
Bet on the Mac attack, baby.
Number two.
All right, let's stick with another NFL player prop. This one is Odell Beckham, 68.5 yards against the Baltimore Ravens on the road. And what does that mean? A whole lot of nothing, because it's going to be empty stands there in the Charm City. But I am taking the under on this one. Odell Beckham, of course, making headlines for other stinkier reasons earlier this week. But I think his final fantasy output and final line overall against the Ravens in the opener is going to have an equally rancid smell. As you look, the Baltimore Ravens outstanding in terms of coverage a season ago. And Odell Beckham was a player that was held under wraps. Six catches, 64 yards combined in two games against the Ravens last season. He got Marlon Humphrey, got Marcus Peters. Those two guys combined giving up just below an 80 passer rating to their assignments in 2019. I think it's going to be slow going for the Brownies out of the gate, and Odell Beckham is going to be the bearer of bad news unless you take the under. Fade or follow me on that under, 68.5 yards against Baltimore.
Oh, I'm following you on this one. I think he's going to be lucky to get four catches, and even if he can turn those catches into some yards, I think he winds up at, you know, 55, 60, Brad. I just think that number is way too high for Odell Beckham, especially in week one, especially against Baltimore. And yes, you're right. Without the fans in the stands, it's not quite the same when we talk about being on the road, but it is still a road game, and I think you still got to take that into account even without the crowd. And going up against a very stout Baltimore defense means this is not going to be the best opportunity for Odell Beckham to get the yardage. I will follow.
Odell Beckham, P.U.
Number one.
All right, let's wrap things up with my favorite prop of the week, and it is tied to Josh Jacobs, the former Alabama slammer who is now toting the load for the Las Vegas Raiders, an old Chucky, and the line is 86.5 rush yards at Carolina, and I am taking the over. And I think he's going to absolutely smash that at minus 110. Here's a reason why. The Panthers last season gave up a ridiculous 2,011 yards to the running back position. That was 125.6 rush yards per game. Again, just to RBs. Eight running backs hit the over against this defense last season. And I think they're equally as bad, equally as putrid as they were last year, at least what they appear to be on paper for this season. You got a top 10 Raiders offensive line. And Jacobs is an advanced analytics dreamboat. He had the highest missed tackle rate of any running back last season. He ranked inside the top 10 in yards after contact per attempt, and he doesn't have any competition. He's going to get 20 to 25 touches in this game. I think it's a century mark performance for him. It could be a multi-TD effort as well. So very soft line here. Again, I'm on the over. Josh Jacobs, 86.5 rush yards at Carolina. Fade or follow, Mr. Lundy.
My man crush is going to crush this number. Yes, I'm going to follow you on that one. Josh Jacobs was my guy last year in 2019, was excited to see him come in with the Raiders, and equally excited this season to see how the Raiders can continue to use him. So 86.5, I think he, much like Clyde Edwards-Helaire last night, crushes this number, gets well past it, comfortably so, and we're cashing tickets.
Oh, yes. Mr. Jacobs, certainly going to leave you in the black. That is faux show. What's also faux show is that we're done on today's episode. Please follow us on Twitter, me at Noisy Huevos, him at Nate Lundy. Drop us a rating and or review, por favor, and check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Hey, that promo code Evans, EVANS, still applies if you want to get 10% off your subscription today. Have a splendid, spectacular, stupendous weekend. And until Monday, as always, fade or follow, that is up to you.
Fade the noise.